Hey, 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 it's your girl. Just call me J. Nicole. And this bookcast is about none other than why, yours truly. But most importantly, it's about life with my bookends. So who are or what are my bookends, you may ask? They're my wonderfully talented two sons, also known as my heart and my heartbeat. Without them, life just was incomplete. And I know a lot of people are like, but one of the biggest things that I desired in life was to become a mother. And at 18, I was told that there was a slim to none chance that that would even happen. So when God bestowed them upon me, they made my life complete. And they hold me upright. They give me perspective on what life is and what I should be doing in life. They actually give me purpose each and every day. And because of them, I now have this podcast to share with you the day in the life of the Walkers, or more specifically, the day in the life of Just Call Me J. Nicole and life with my bookends. Hey, 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 it's your girl, Just Call Me J. Nicole, and it is approximately 4:27 a.m. on Monday, August the 19th. And why am I up, you might say? Because Tampa was holding me hostage, guys. So I flew down, as I shared with you guys before, I flew down to visit my son for his 18th birthday, and I selected to fly on the cheap end, okay? I'm thrifty, or I try to maintain my coins. So I flew Spirit. FYI, don't be like me. I've had an extremely horrible experience flying with Spirit. And as I share with you guys, it was all about customer service, right? So in addition to what I shared with you guys already, let me update you. We wake up 8 o'clock this morning. Well, yesterday morning, because I forgot that it is officially a whole nother day. So we wake up Sunday morning about 8 o'clock, and we're at the hotel. We go have breakfast, and the first alert comes through. It's notifying us that there has been a delay and our flight time is now not 10, but 12. Okay, I can try to deal with the change. I know stuff happens. Especially seeing that the entire time that we have been in Tampa, it has rained cats and dogs. Like, I did not watch not one game of my son playing because it rained from the moment we got the rental car and literally until this morning, yesterday morning when it decided to stop raining. So I'm like, okay, maybe that's what's going on. It's about to storm again. I'm waiting for it. So we check out, because you know the hotel is gonna kick us out anyhow, and we decide, okay, well, we're gonna go to lunch now because we had breakfast early, we had a late checkout at 1, we had Dion requested mozzarella sticks from Applebee's, so Applebee's we go. And I'll be damned, while we're sitting eating, his girlfriend says, oh my gosh. Or maybe it was Dion. I think Dion saw her phone. Anyhow, the gist of it is another alert came through notifying us of a yet another time change for our flight. So at this point, I'm like over it because now I don't have a hotel room. I am already tired because I just didn't sleep well the night before. I've shared that with you guys. Insomnia is back and in full force. And so I'm like, what we're gonna do? I mean, we can't just sit up in Applebee's until 10 o'clock tonight, because now instead of it being 12, that our flight's leaving. It's 1 something that our flight is leaving. So we go out and I say, you know what? He says he wants a tattoo. So I'm doing everything on the fly, but I'm doing trying to make sure that everything gets centered and focused on my son, because this is his birthday weekend that he gets to spend with the two most important ladies in his life, his mommy and his girlfriend. Okay. Right. So we find a tattoo parlor. It's legit. Checks out. Mom's like, okay, cool. We're going to go. We get a tattoo. We still had enough time to go back to the hotel. And I was able to say, hey, look, I know I've already checked out. Can we just chill here? Because the flight has been canceled, not canceled, delayed 100 million times. And so we're not going to leave. They're like, yeah, 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 you're cool. So I get a little work done and we finally have to leave because I have to turn in the rental by 8 now. So we are approximately an hour drive from the airport. So we drop off Dion at 7, we hightail it to the airport, we get there in enough time to drop the car off, we're hustling and bustling and get through check-in really easy. Really, I mean, like, Tampa was on point with that. Like, I didn't have to navigate like how it is with Atlanta. And I know that Atlanta is like one of the largest airports, the largest airport. So anyhow, we get through there, and as we are on the tram, we get another notification. Guys, I can't even describe how I feel at this point, because I'm already frustrated that I can't get home. I have kid B who's at my grandmother's house, and I'll go into detail about that on a whole different episode with you guys. But I'm trying to make sure that he's getting home when he needs to, and that somebody is there to see after him, and that somebody will be there in the morning to get him off to the school bus or to school. And I'm like, okay, now we have another alert, and this alert is literally telling us that we will not fly out of Tampa until 3:45 a.m. excuse me, 3:25 a.m. whatever difference does it make, early in the ding dang morning. Okay. And we wouldn't even get to Atlanta until like nearly 6 o'clock. I think it was 5:45. Okay. But what is also frustrating is not only will I get to Atlanta until it's nearly time for me to go to work, I'm parked in the indoor parking. So after I navigate through the airport, okay, because they're doing all this renovation, they're forever doing something new to this airport, which kudos to that, because they are thriving and they got to stay on the up and up. But now I've already known that in order to get on the shuttle to get to the indoor parking place, I have to re-navigate myself, because where you would normally go is closed for renovation. So I'm like, okay, I'm already geographically challenged, like GPS and all, I'm gonna get lost. Okay. So now I'm like, okay, I gotta calculate that. So it's gonna be like a whole hour later before I actually get to my car, which means that it's like 6:30-ish. Then I gotta drive and navigate through traffic. So I might get home about an hour later if all goes well. Still got to drop off the girlfriend too. Luckily, she lives like 2 minutes away from the house. Cool. But the downside to that too is she's 2 minutes away from me, but I have to go against traffic to drop her off, but I have to go with traffic to get back. So that's a whole different story. Anyhow, I'm calculating all this because I still have to get home, get showered, and get to work by 8:30. Do you see my dilemma? Okay. So as I'm like, okay, settling in to my seat, like, okay, whatever, it is what it is, I'm just gonna go ahead and take this on the chin. I said, guys, they gave us a raggedy, I have to insert this information. They gave us a raggedy $7 food voucher. For all of my listeners who have ever purchased any food items, any items from the airport, tell me what you got for $7. You probably just got a receipt for $7, realistically, because as Samantha said, that's the girlfriend, by the way. You can get a life water with a fancy top on it. That's about it for $7. I think that when we went to Pittsburgh, I may have gotten a thing of, oh, as a matter of fact, I got a thing of fruit, a small container of fruit and cheese, and I paid $7. Okay? So the I'm so sorry letter that they gave us was a $7 food voucher that we had to use in the airport. We couldn't use it on the plane. We had to use it in the airport. Not a thing there you could buy with the $7 voucher, by the way. So you still had to be inconvenienced and buy, you know, put in your money to cover your meal, okay? And then they're gonna give you a $50 voucher, and this is all because of the delays. They're gonna give you a $50 voucher, but you can only use it with Spirit. So, let's keep going. And I'm like, okay, Samantha, go find out, you know, go get you something to eat. Will you pull me a chair up? I'm about to get real comfortable. Real Housewives of Potomac was just on. I have my feet propped up. I'm like, okay, she got my blanket in her bag. I'm going to snuggle on in and just wait for the plane. My mom calls and she's like, hey, what's going on? And I'm trying to tell her. And then her and I say at the same time, what? They canceled the flight. Y'all, I'm so perturbed. I mean, like, I let all of the sophisticated black intellectual woman that I am fly right out of the gate that I was supposed to be loading my plane, and I became Sophista Ratchet Bogetto. And my grandmother has dubbed a new name, Ratchet. That's Bugetto and Ratchet at the same time. I went there. I gave them all of the black girl magic that I could drum up and summon and reach back for my ancestors, because as I share with you guys, customer service is key. The people sitting at the ticketing booths or the gates, desk, whatever it's called, they had no idea what was going on. So I fault Spirit. And why do I fault Spirit? Because someone somewhere knew what was going on, and they knew that these poor souls that had to get all my black girl magic, my ratchetness, they knew what all the answers were to all of my, not just my questions, but everybody's questions who were sitting there trying to figure out why in the kingdom come we have to sit here all these many hours, because it was actually some people who had been there since our initial flight was scheduled to depart, which was, I think our initial was like 8 something. So here they are sitting, waiting patiently for a flight that never happened. Okay? No one tried to explain to them what was going on. And then when I got the guts to be like, what's going on? What's going on? I was told that it's the weather. Y'all, that made my blood curl. Okay? I have family from Tampa throughout the state of Georgia, and I've communicated with them all, there was no weather challenges at all. Then the person who told me that sort of backpedaled and said, well, you know, because of the weather issues in Atlanta, they had to reroute a flight out of, was it Dallas or Houston?
Houston,
okay? They had to reroute a flight from Houston, and they're gonna do a plane swap when they get here. And I'm like, okay, I'm still lost. Like, okay, why a plane swap first and foremost? But okay, I appreciate that you guys are getting a plane here from Houston. But at this point, one plane is not sufficient because there are four flights that have been canceled, okay? So I don't know if we were all going to get on the plane and like sit on top of each other and we were going to make stops like a bus would, you know, like, okay, woo, here's your stop, please unload if you're going to Atlanta. Next stop will be, woo. I don't know if we're going to do that or not. So I'm like, okay, she just trying to save face. Okay. I scurry alone after they cancel our flight to the customer service area where we have the option of getting a refund or rescheduling our flight. And guess what? Here's the zinger. We can reschedule our flight for the exact same time the following day. So literally, my initial flight out was for 8 something on Sunday. And the earliest they can actually put me on another flight would be 8 o'clock on Monday. 8 p.m. on Monday. I got a whole job that I have to go to. Okay? So, I decided that, you know, enough is enough. I done had enough fun with you guys. Spirit, give me my money. Run me my money. I'm like, I'll just go get a rental car. Lord Jesus. Why did I do that? Mind you, I just turned in a fabulous car, which I was upgraded to, the BMW X3. It is wonderfully, beautifully put together. But it is not made for tall individuals. If it was just myself and maybe said another small person, very, 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 very great fit for me. However, with children who are 6'5", and another child who is about my height, it just ain't gonna work. But I digress. So, I'm like, I just turned in a car. If I had just known before, and I was almost in tears about this point because I'm so frustrated. Like, I could have just kept the ding dang car and drove back to Atlanta. So I talk to the people where I had gotten my car, and they're like, okay, yeah, cool, let's go ahead. Give them my debit card. Oh, we can't take your debit card. Well, why not? You took my debit card before. Well, the reason why we can't take your debit card is because you don't have a returning flight back to Tampa, or just a returning flight in general. Hold the phone. So now I've learned, and maybe I'm just not a well-versed traveler, but now I know that inside of the airport, if you do not have a reservation for a flight, you cannot rent a car to drive to another airport unless you're going to fly back out of their airport. Let me tell you how stupid that is, okay? Why would I drive to an airport to fly out of an airport? I get it if you are like at a smaller airport and you flew into that one, and the only way for you to actually get to where you need to go would be to, you know, go to a larger hub, said Atlanta. I have friends who drive in from different parts of Alabama, and I could see them doing like a rental car from Alabama to Atlanta and then catching a flight from Atlanta. I get it. However, that's stupid. I should be able to rent a car and be able to drop it off at any location. Especially seeing that I can rent a car online, pick it up from a freestanding location without an issue. But if you do it from the airport, you got an issue.
I probably spent, what, about an hour?
About an hour trying to get a rental car. And I had to unfreeze. And guys, I'm an identity theft person, and my identity was stolen, and I am piecing my life back together one brick at a time. So the one credit card that I really had money on there, I've locked it because, one, I'm trying to restore my credit, and two, I'm like, I'm trying to make sure don't nobody get a hold of this one, since they got a hold to a whole bunch of other stuff, okay? So I had to get on the phone with my creditor and ask them to unlock it, and going through all the security features that I put on there, because now I have Fort Knox on my social security numbers, and I mean everything, period. So I can't just pick up the phone, apply for a line of credit and get it. I have to go through a whole bunch of hoops and crap just to get what I want. And it's my fault. It's for my protection. We're gonna move right along. So after an hour of going through, like, what can I do? Me thinking like, oh my God, I am literally stuck in Tampa. We finally get a car about 11:30 p.m. So that, guys, is why at 4, I think I said 4:20 something when I first started this, I am driving, up and driving, to get back to Atlanta so that I can take my behind to work. It has been a horrific experience with Spirit. We still haven't figured out and learned exactly what happened. Before we left, we were told that no, it wasn't Houston that was having a problem. Houston, I think we have a problem. It was actually the fact that the plane that was supposed to come pick us up was based out of Chicago, and Chicago was having bad weather. But I'm gonna tell you, like the good lady at the front desk told me as she was refunding me my money, this is just some BS. And that's seriously what I think the S for Spirit stands for. And I'll be a good old Christian and not say what the word is, but you know what I mean. So guys, I just wanted to let you know that while Spirit looks so great and you think that it's going to fill your spirit by allowing you to save some coins, go ahead and give Delta all your coins, because baby, I will get to the airport to turn this car in at about 6 o'clock, only to pick my personal car up from Peachy indoor parking and have to hightail it to the other side of town. And I'm trying to figure out if I'm gonna have to take what my grandmother used to call a hooker's bath, you know, where you wipe down the very important parts and keep it moving, or if I'm gonna actually be able to submerge my body in some good old soap and water. That shouldn't have to be a problem. So Spirit, you'll be hearing from me, because this is not the last of it. You get folks, just say no. Just say no. If you want to keep good spirit, don't fly Spirit. And on that note, guys, until next time, this is your girl. Just call me J. Nicole. Make sure you follow me on my social media platforms. You can find me on IG at Just Call Me J. Nicole, and that's J-U-S-T. C-A-L-L-M-E, the letter J, N-I-C-O-L-E. I'm also on Twitter at the number 2, Will Confirm, and that's the number 2, W-I-L-L-C-O-N-F-I-R-M. And drop me a line or two, or let me know if you want to be interviewed by yours truly, by emailing me at justcallmejnicole@gmail.com. Until next time, guys, be blessed and keep your spirit good without flying with Spirit.